was born in 1858, Grandma Gass Paul, Grandpa Poppy Gass's grandmother. And she lived with Poppy and his family for a while.
In Oldfield.
After my grandpa died in 19.
When people got older, they didn't go to old folks' home. They went to their parents' home and lived with them.
Yeah.
And she lived there, and she chewed tobacco. And the kids, the grandkids, our children, would run around the house and knock over her spittoon.
She wants to say goodbye, Poppy.
Well, poor little thing.
Bye, Poppy.
She
bye,
Granny. She wants to stay here.
I know.
Poor little thing. Come here and get Poppy.
Can't she
out.
Stay here? Why can't she stay here?
She just, it's time to go.
Well, if you had to come and hug Poppy, Poppy's not going to leave you here.
She's having a little bit of a hard time, guys.
Yeah,
so we'll pop
well, bye, sweetheart.
Poor little thing. She doesn't have any siblings.
There was a few other options we could have done.
Mommy, can we get something?
You see, see how sad when you don't have siblings?
Ambier. That's the punchline, right?
Ambier. Ambier. So our kids, when they were little, they would run around Grandma Gass's house, Poppy's mother's house, and they would knock over her can of Ambier, her spittoon.
Yeah, just tobacco.
And she'd get so mad at her grandchildren, our children, Christy and Susie. So, anyway, she was the one who, when she was a little girl, ran out when the ball knobbers came up, was going to kill her dad. She ran out of the house and grabbed hold of his leg, and that saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God used to spare his life.
Her maiden name was Rice?
Uh-huh. Great-grandma Gass is your great-great-great-grandmother.
What was her first name?
I'm not sure what her first name was. I'll have to ask Paul.
I think we got it recorded.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Her father is John.
John? Hmm. And her husband was a preacher.
Hmm. Are you guys hungry for dinner?
Self-professed preacher.
Oh, not school preacher.
No, not at all.
What denomination?
I have no idea. Probably Baptist. They had more self-professed preachers back in those days. They couldn't afford college.
Is that sort of...
Theology school. They had no theology.
That's not snake oil. That's like they're really religious guys just spreading the word. It's not smoke and mirrors or anything like that.
Mm-mm. So, I don't know what else to tell you. She lived with them. They had no place else to go.
Yeah, we were talking about that when we were out.
But I thought that was incredible that Christy was 2 years old. And Susie was about 3 months old? Susie?
She wasn't very old. She
well,
was just...
then Christy was only 16 months old.
Yeah, she was not very old either.
So in 58, you had just gotten out of the Navy.
No.
No.
No, he just was starting in the Navy. He'd just been in the Navy 7 years when we...
In 58? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got out in 68.
Sorry. Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, something different. 1930.
Yeah, I was stationed at a Navy station in Olathe, Kansas.
So what can you tell them about Grandma Gass that lived with you? Was that the time she lived with you when our Christy and Susie would knock over her Ambier?
No, that was my dad's pot, I think.
Your dad's mother.
Yeah, I think that the thing we knocked over was my dad's spittoon. Spit can.
Oh, it was your
dad's. Oh, your dad's spit can. Oh.
Yeah.
It wasn't Grandma Gass.
No.
Didn't Grandma Gass chew tobacco?
Yes, she chewed tobacco. Yes, absolutely. She chewed tobacco. But she had her spit can, but I don't remember ever knocking hers over.
Did she live with you when her husband died, when your great... your
no.
Grand? Your grandmother?
No, when he died, they broke up, and she never did have her own house anymore.
Where did she go?
She came and lived with us for a start, and then we went and lived with Aunt Nellie, and then she lived with Aunt Abby a while.
Yeah, people just lived with each other. Yeah. They didn't have old folks homes back then.
No.
That rob you of your savings.
Warren, rob you of your...
Like $4,000 a month. That's
your heritage.
Yeah.
Learning about your... Annabelle, do you have a comment you'd like to say? You want to say, sing a song or anything? Say hello.
Hello.
Say your name.
Hiya. Edna.
Tell us your name.
Come on, Annabelle.
What are you doing?
I'm making a recording. Tell me your name.
Mason.
Mason what?
Paul.
Mason.
Claire.
Yes.
Finley Toot.
Finley Toot.
Don't say
Mason,
bad words.
Mason, Paul, Sinclair.
And how old are you?
7.
And what are you enjoying the most about this vacation at Poppy's house?
Playing with Elliot.
Mm-hmm. And what was your fun? What are you liking so much about Grammy Poppy? Not, we're not saying bad words. Tootie, bad.
Tootie,
no tooties. No bad words. Tootie. Did you like swimming in the Finley River yesterday?
No.
Tootie.
That's a lie.
Tooties. Hi, Tootie.
Did you swim today?
No, she didn't
know how
to swim. These other guys.
Yes. No. Yes, I did swim today.
Do you?
I have Judy Boyle.
Mason, Paul, Sinclair, do you think one day that you are going to be able to figure out your Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Finley David, do you think one day you're going to be able to throw a baseball harder than your daddy?
No.
You've got chiggers down there itching on you. Oh, you poor sweet thing. Mm-hmm. That's a chigger. Is that a new one? Oh, my gosh.
Look. Daddy?
Would you like to make a comment?
Bye.
That's not a comment. Okay, I'm stopping this.
Yes, that is very funny.
Would you like to do a Pledge of Allegiance?
I'm not doing that.
How about the, National
Anthem? I'm a dog.
No bad words. Just say something nice. Like you love your Grammy. Or I like cupcakes.
Stinky.
No. No bad words.
Okay.
Did you swim?
Okay. Wait. I'm gonna cut a piece of ham today. I hurt my big toe. I hurt my big toe.
Okay.
I have a slice of bob today.
Annabelle, seriously, no. What has been your favorite part at Poppy's house?
Poppy.
Do you like Poppy waffles?
Bye-bye.
Can you say Poppy waffles?
Poppy waffles!
I want stinky goat.
Okay, I'm stopping this. It's out of control.